Continuing in the mitzvah of Anoichi, along from last week, just a very brief summary. Essentially, what I was trying to bring out and establish last week was that emunah, before we ever even reach the mitzvah of Anoichi, is something that's naturally and innately ingrained in every human being on some level, though it may be a little bit misguided and not as focused directly on emunah belekusa yizbarach. The Masorah HaYehudis, and certainly the Maminim, B'nai Maminim, the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael, is that we have more than that because of the Avos and of the tremendous investment that our Doraites have made in specific types of thoughts and Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with clear definition. That's already a Yerusha Lanu, as we explained last week. And I just want to now perhaps give a little bit of a background of why I emphasize that before discussing what is the actual mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What's the point? Is because when you start to look deeper into what the mitzvah actually is mechayev us, you have to know what are the assumptions. What is the Torah assuming I know? What is the Torah? What tools does the Torah assume that I have to work with before it tells me this is what you need to do in the mitzvah of Anoichi? So, what I spoke about last week, I'll draw it in this week as well, but you'll see that it helps to enlighten us a little bit in terms of what the kavana of the Meforshim and the Moini HaMitzvahs are in this mitzvah. There's a fundamental machloikis, whether or not Anoichi is counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. That, of course, doesn't mean that a Jew could be living without Emunah and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because, oh, if it's not a mitzvah, so I guess that means I don't have to do it. Right? That, I think the Machloikis is whether it supersedes the concept of there being a possibility for a mitzvah. It's even more preliminary to mitzvahs. But every Jew, it can't be imagined that a Jew doesn't live with an Emunah, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu exists, and he is the Mitzaveh who's telling me, this is my Ratzon, this is what I want from you. So, there are deeper points to bring out in that Machloikis, and I'll try to bring out a few of them as we go on, but it's a given that even if we don't count it as a mitzvah, it's still assumed that Emunah is part of our Torah and mitzvahs. The Rambam explains that the mitzvah, we can look in anyone who has this source sheet, so it's brought in the Yad, Yisoid ha-yisoidais v'amud ha-chokmas leida. And then he gives you a list of things. Sheyesh ha-matzei rishoin, v'hu mamzi kol nimtza, the first halakha, and he goes on, he's mechuyav ha-metzias, halakha beis and gimel. Furthermore, that in Halakha Hey, he's Adoin Kol Ha'aretz, he's the Manhig. All these things the person has an obligation, according to the Rambam, Leida. Now what does the Rambam mean when he says this word Leida? There is a bit of a question. First of all, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he uses the word Hamanas Helikus. Here he uses the word Leida. There seems to be a bit of a discussion about what the word Hamana meant, what his Kavana was in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because Sefer HaMitzvahs was originally written in Arabic, and to know exactly what the word Atkad meant, right, and translated, it's not clear that it's even meant to be something different between what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs and what he says here. Could very well be that the word Leida, whatever the Rambam means by that, which we'll have to clarify, is the same as what he means in Sefer Mitzvahs. Lav Dafka, is it a steer between the two of them? But the Rambam in Halakha Hey, which I'd like to spend a moment on, seems to be explaining what he means by Leida. Let's read Halakha Hey together. Hamatzui Hazeh, this Matzui who I have an obligation to know that he exists, in addition to him existing, he also is the God of the world, master of everything that's happening on this earth. He's the one who's running the Galgal with this koyach that has no end, with a force that must have no end, it must be unlimited. The koyach she'en lo hefsek, shehagalgal soyvev tomi, ve'i efshar sheyosu b'loy mesavek. What are the words ve'i efshar sheyosave b'loy mesavek? What is he trying to say with that? This is the haychacha. The Rambam, when he says leida, means that through this you can actually know. Now, there's a lot of deeper questions of how far a Jew is actually obligated to go, even to be mekayim this Rambam, but in some of the broader writings of the Rambam, the Mar Nevuchim, the Rambam writes, he writes just pages upon pages upon pages. First of all, he brings the Aristotelian proof, very long-winded, with all of the axioms, 26 axioms, and then goes through the different mahalchim, and he says that this is nachoin, this works, gives it a stamp, and a lot of it has to do with the physics of the planets and what we see always moving, that there's constant movement. It's impossible that it could always be moving at these fixed rates all the time, constantly, without ever slowing down, without ever changing, constantly. This, if you know the physics of what he's really alluding to, so then this proves that there must be a manhig. The Rambam, therefore, it's understood by many that the word leida means that I have to actually reach a level of outside verification for what the Torah tells me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells me God exists. Our Masorah tells us God exists. Our Father taught us that when we were in our Rebbe's taught us that, and we know that because that's part of our tradition. We know that, but maybe even have a sense inside myself that that's true, but that's not. The Torah is saying, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is just as the Jewish people stood at Mount Sinai and they had absolute clarity, like Nevi'im, even though you may not have Nevuah, having an outside verifiable proof to the fact that God exists and He's Mesavev the Galgal is the same, in terms of clarity, it's the same as having Nevuah. The rest of what you get through Nevuah is Tosefis of Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the feeling of Dveikus that you may not have necessarily, like you get in but the clarity that it must be true is the same. The Rambam writes that explicitly. The Ran also writes like that in the Drushas, that the idea of someone who has a Haychacha Brura and the idea of a Navi in terms of just the actual clarity of it are the same. Yesh Li's Boinein, you should try to think about that a little bit. But the Rambam seems to be saying that whatever it is we start off with a mind, we start off with our Masorah. Very nice. It could be we already know Hashem exists because we believe it, because that's what the Torah says, and that's what our Rebbe told us, and that's what our fathers taught us, and that's what we know. But the Torah is demanding that I reach a level of clarity in this, to the point where it's provable, it's outside verification. That's a demand, and there's criticism on the Rambam and questions whether how practical this is for us today. Rav Elchanan has a mimer where he says that there was an old machlokes in Meshech Hadoros. There was a machlokes whether to go into philosophy or not to go into philosophy, to learn it, to use it in order to be mochiach with haychachos. The Rashba puts people in Cherem for learning it, the Chachmei Barcelona. There was a whole machlokes back and forth, or Provencia maybe, but the point being is that this factor was the sheet of the Rambam was a long-standing machlokes in Kfar Yisrael traditionally, whether or not a Jew actually has such a chiyuv, but whether he's even permitted to do such a thing. The Rambam holds this way, but Rav Elchanan suggests that it could be that today we just don't even have the level of shimush necessary in philosophy and in these types of these areas to rely on it as a method of even trying. It's a moot point today, Rav Elchanan says. Nevertheless, that seems to be what the Rambam is taking on. Is, of course, Klal Yisrael are maminim b'nei maminim. We believe in Hashem anyway, but the Torah is demanding more. That's what the chiddush of the mitzvah is, to take it to this level of intellectual clarity where it's provable, proved to me through outside verification. The Sefer HaChinuch says as follows, and I think it's pretty clear that he means something entirely different in terms of what the mitzvah is mechayev than the Rambam. I think it's exceedingly clear in the Chinuch, as you'll see as we read through. He says the inyan ha-hamana. What is this concept of emuna, and therefore what is this mitzvah? Sheyikva benafshay sha'emes came to be koveya benefesh. I would call this conviction. To work on my conviction, sheyikva benafshay sha'emes came. It can't be any other way. It's impossible for it to be any other way than what I believe to be true. V'im yushal alav, and if people ask him, yashiv l'kol she'el, he'll say to everyone who asks him, shezeh yamin l'lo, this is what I believe. V'lo yoida, he would never admit b'chiluf zeh, that the possibility of there being anything else that's true, afilu yom l'hago, even if they at the threat of death. That itself is a tremendous piece of mussar, in my opinion, for our generation. But shekol zeh, because I think that we're willing to consider the other side for much less than being killed, at least for the sake of debate. But I don't know if that would pass according to what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying. Shekol zeh machzik v'kaveya ha'amanas halev. This establishes hamanas halev. When you live according to what you believe, even at the price of sacrifice, that actually makes it more real to you. That's what he's saying. Ritzoni lomar, I mean to say, when you live mashali by gomer, what you decide to be true. V'im yizke lalais. Listen carefully to the chinuch, and that's the basic concept here. To be kaveh benafshay she'emes ukein v'she'i efshar be'inyan zeh v'chiluf inyan zeh b'shum, right, even on l'harga. V'im yizke lalais b'maylais ha'chachma, if a person merits to reach the levels of chachma u'levava yavin, and he'll have deep understanding, u'be'in av yira b'moifes nechtach, he'll reach a level of having an intellectual proof. Shehamuna hazoi shehemin, the amuna that he believed to be true. Emes uborer e efshar liyos dover bilti zeh. Az yikayim mitzvah zeh, mitzvah min amuvcher. 1 second. If I'm zoicha to reach the milas hachachmo, I have a maifas nechtach, that it becomes for me impossible for it to be any other way, so then I'm a kind of mitzvah min amuvcher. But what was the basic mitzvah? To be kaveh benefesh, emes ukein, v'shi efshar b'inyan zeh. With what was I doing that? With what firepower, so to speak, did I have in my arsenal that gave me the confidence that it's efshar b'inyan zeh b'shum eifin, if it wasn't the milas hachachma of the outside verification that this must be true? Where was it coming from? It's a fun that, right? So I could be mekayim this mitzvah according to the Sefer HaChinuch. I'm mekayim the mitzvah even without any ma'ilais ha'chokhma at all, even without what the Rambam said. The Rambam said the mitzvah is leida, and that requires, at least according to the basic way of understanding the Rambam, that requires having some outside verification, and it may take a long time until you reach that, but that's our job, that's what we have to do, we have to know. Says the Chinuch, no, you can be mekayim this mitzvah without that, you just have to be kaveh benefesh ha'emes who came. But how am I confident enough to be able to do that without having some proof? That's a question. What do you say? How do you learn the chinuch? Oh, so I would suggest it's a combination of both of the things that we said last week, which is, first of all, a person, the neshama, has a basic emunah in it. But more than that, we have a Mesorah. And that's for sure the foundation, the starting point. And we need to now understand more deeply then what is it that is sound enough about the knowledge that we have in our Mesorah that tells us God exists and that He runs the world, right? That it's not tipshi, it's not idiotic to be kaveya she'em esukeim she'yesha. That means I'm going to lay down on a train track, right? Because of what my father told me, right? And the train is going to drive on by, but I know that, right, this is the right thing to do because my Rebbe taught me and because my father taught me. How does that work? Outside verification, all of us in this room understand that when it's proven and it's mukhah, so then, okay, right? So you lay down on the train tracks, yeah? It's verifiable, it's outside verification, but a Messiah. So that's the reason I brought the other sources, the Kuzari and the Sefer Ikrim. The Kuzari just explains, he says it's a lashon that he uses in a number of places, but he says it's here on this first page. Toward the last three or four lines, the chain pasachti lecha melech hakuzar kasher sha'altani al emunasi. That's what I would say to you when you ask me about my emuna. Hashivoy sicha, I answered you mashani chayev boy v'chayavim by kol kal Yisrael, what I'm obligated to believe and what all kol Yisrael is obligated to believe. Asher hisbar etzlam hamaymirahu b'ro'oyseinayim, it was clear to them who stood there b'ro'oyseinayim that God spoke to them and told them that He exists. V'acharkach hakabbalah hanimsheches shehi kemar ha'ayin, that to me who received that Kabbalah, it is for me kemar ha'ayin, as if I saw it myself. Okay, he doesn't explain much, but he is at least giving us some framework. The Sefer Ikrim goes more into it, a little more into it. The second paragraph in the Sefer Ikrim, he says, "V'amuna tipo b'chol davar shaloi husag l'mayimin min tzarachush." Amuna would be a word we would use to describe something that wasn't actually experienced with chushim, with my own senses, personally. Aval husag l'ish, it was perceived by someone, a liishma ratzuya mekubal, a person of standing, ratzuya mekubal, someone with a reputation, ola noshim rabim, or many people, gedolei apirsum, people who are well known, husag hadavra hu okayotzeve bezman ma, it actually happened in time, bechush, they experienced it with their own senses, v'nimshecha kabbalah, l'maimin, like the Ramban says, "Ain on a Mayri Sheker Labanov," which we need to explain a little bit more. But you have a certain framework. This is Karoy, but certainly it's at that point it has the status of something that I myself saw. So you need that it was Husag once Bakush by Gedolei Apirsum and Nimshach beKabbalah Ish, right, min Avel Aben. Those are some of the workings of it. Now, I had it put on the sheets. I think it's a little further through later in the packet here. The Nachos Yaakov. That's the Nesivis on Chumash Yaakov Milisa. I'm picking it up here. The paragraph begins, Hine, Vehine, Al Mekubalos, Lachar Kasha. Lachar, there's a Kasha on the Mekubalos, that's things that we know through tradition. Hakor Umais Mekubalim Be Muna Shoahem, Me'abay Sam. Everybody has a tradition. Tradition. Yeah? What is this? Fiddler on the Roof? Right? Everybody has a tradition. So they can't all be true, right? They can't all be true. Can we agree on that point? Everybody's got a tradition. So today, from where we come from, in order to be politically correct, so what you do is you say, yeah, okay, we all have our traditions, and, you know, we don't want to get it. We don't talk about God and politics, right, at this table. We just, everybody is allowed to believe what they believe, and we just leave it at that. But it can't be, right, that he exists and he doesn't exist simultaneously at the same time. It can't be that the tradition that says, no, no, he didn't speak to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai, he spoke to my grandfather, right, instead, right? It can't be that they both are true. We have to at least agree on that, right? You know, the law of the excluded middle. We're working with the assumption of the law of the excluded middle for right now. So, therefore, right, it can't, there's a problem. Everybody's got a tradition. When the foundations of what you believe in are ideas, concepts and ideas, it could be that somewhere in that chain somebody made a mistake in understanding one of the subtleties or the nuances of the idea that this religion is based on. Ki hachachamim mu'atim, there are very few chachamim, v'yicholim oisam shesichlam achur, the ones who are not so, right, their seichel is a little bit dusty, lishtarish b'emunara, it could, you know, along the way, something could slip in, an emunara, ad shemanchilim l'bneyem emuna kaizepes, and then they pass on, thinking that it's true, of course, b'chol libam, and Amuna Kazemis to the next generation. Masha Enkein Bedover HaMakubol Al Yidei Maisa She'ira. When it's an event that happened, Bifaneinu Sherau Beinehem, Vada Yiefshar Loimar Shekol HaAvois Mehamoin Rav Hazeh Himtziu Dover Sheker Leimor Livneihem, that many people got together and conspired that an actual event, not an idea, concept, some wisdom upon which our beliefs are based, but that an actual historical event took place, and not just, you know, something like George Washington chopped down the cherry tree or something like that, but we're talking about, right, God came down on the mountain and spoke to the entire nation and said, "Anoi," to them, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha," that an entire group of people should get together and conspire, and that already, he says, "Shero beinayim oisais umoisim me'echad ad sheroi lahachzikai beleika l'man yiyem moirish l'banav amuna kaizevis," that they all got together to conspire to transmit this complete lie, not a mistaken understanding, v'leis ava l'hoirish l'banav amuna amitis, and not pass on the actual truth instead. Raklefamim ha'av toya b'seichel, that could happen. But there's a moris l'ban of amuna kazeves. Of all hamsi ma'isa kazeves shachush makish vaday lochashid inish b'zeh. That is the qual of ein on amara sheker l'ban. So there can be a concept of other amara sheker l'ban of. He just doesn't realize that it's sheker. But something like this isn't. It just can't be that you didn't realize. And therefore, right, like the Chovas HaLevavos says, and many others say, the Torah itself, the fact that it's written in there, what it says, go check and see if you ever found anything like this, right, that Elohim came and took a nation, Goy, Mikarev Goy, and spoke to them, right, and they lived, etc. Find and see if you ever find anything like that in the history of mankind from beginning to end. Every one of us has been carrying that and transmitting that to our children from generation to generation. And that is the Eidus that is Roi Lahaminoi Kemare Ha'ayin, which that distinguishes us as in our tradition from all the other religions in the history of mankind. And again, that doesn't make this proof clearly from the Sefer HaChinuch. This proof, that doesn't put that on par necessarily with the outside verification of having some sort of proof that is a moifus nechtach, okay, and whether or not we even need that as Jews, it's a separate question, but this at least is something that sets us apart from all other people and all other traditions, and certainly that would have to be what the Sefer HaChinuch is expecting us to build our decision to strengthen our conviction, which I would suggest is his definition of the mitzvah of Anoichi, by being Koveya Sha'emes Ukein, V'she'i Etzer Chilav Zeb V'shumenyin, that would have to be based on the Masorah. Now, in the Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol, the Smag, it's on the first page on the upper left, he writes very interesting. HaMitzvah Rishayna, the first mitzvah, Mitzvos Aseh Lahamin, Ki Oysa Shenasan Lanu Asa Torah Bahar Sinai, the God that gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, who Hashem Elokeinu Shoytzianu Mimitzrayim. So what is the Smag saying exactly? What does it have to do with Matan Torah? Hashem, who spoke to us at Mount Sinai and gave us the Torah, he's the one who's running the world. That's what it means. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha Asher Yitzeisicha Meretz Yisrael. I, who am now speaking to you and giving you this Torah, right? I am the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. So, Nichlal, at least, there's more in this Smag, but Nichlal, at least in the Smag, is Torah Min HaShemayim is included in what a Jew has to believe in and from the mitzvah of Anoichi. That not only does God exist, very nice, He exists. There's a being called God. He exists. Spinning the planets around. Okay, very nice. And so what? There's a God who exists, who's spinning planets around. He's the one who gave us the Torah and communicated to us His will. And that is a unique facet of this mitzvah, which forces us, I think, to make more than just a conviction out of it, or more than just an intellectual clarity that we know it to be true that He exists. But I have to actually admit and live with the fact that He wants something from me, and He has made that clear to me, and there's a relationship. It's more than just He exists. He's the one who gave us the Torah. Also, to take this point one drop further, in the very end of the packet, I'm not sure if we got the right one. Oh, so it's the second to the last page. Ois Tess in Rebbe Elchanan. I think it just adds a little bit to the point here. Umei ha'ikar harishon, from the first ikar, that being Hamuna Bashem, Yoitza told the Mukrachas. There's an absolutely necessary Tolda that we must conclude from concluding the fact that Hashem exists, which is the Ikar Hasheni, Torah Min HaShemayim. Ki acharei she'tachlis kol nivroyim la'asos ratzon kainam, if the tachlis of the nivroyim is to do the ratzon kainam, is it pashut ki ein koyach b'seichel adam li'as yodei das elyon, it's pashut, a person's not going to be able to figure it out all on his own, at least not the masses. Ulahasig Mahu Ratzon Hashem Yisborach Bim Lo Yodia Kadosh Baruch Hu Mahu Ratzon, if Hashem doesn't tell him what He wants from me. Nishur Habriya B'li Shum Tachlis, then not only will I not know, I'll be walking around without any purpose. I won't know what the tachlis of my existence is. Ki Eich Efshar La'adam La'asayis Ratzon Hashem Yisborach Bim Lo Yeda Mahu Ratzon. Bim Kein Hadavar Mukach Be'echreach Gamor Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu Hodia, it has to be that not only does Hashem exist, it has to be that if He exists, it must be that He was Maidia or Megale. Libnei Adam Mahu Chepser Ritzoinoi Mehem. He must have revealed to us what He wants from us. So it's not just does God exist or not, it's what difference does that make to me. That's an additional point. Parvin HaShemayim doesn't just mean there's also commandments. What does it mean that there's also commandments that we received at Har Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Those commandments are what Hashem wants from us, and that has to be what difference it makes that He exists. That's how it fits together. And if it can't be that God just exists, but in terms of what He wants from us, oh, that he left that very vague. He left that up to everybody to kind of just, you know, float around and cruise around in life and have no idea and just aimlessly, you know, shoot at it, you know, try to figure it out on their own, like, you know, it's lacking in principle. So he's proving it just from reason. Common sense and reason would dictate that if God exists, it has to be that it is Modir Umagale, and that's how Torah Min HaShemayim is Nichlal. It's an additional smach to what the smag is saying, though the smag seems to be deriving it from the Perush and the Pasuk itself. It's also in the Drasha Saran as well, this idea. Torah Min HaShemayim is also Nichlal. The smach, if you look, I just want to bring out a range of different points, and then we'll kind of put it all together. The smach has a very interesting addition to this. First of all, he starts off Leida Sha'isa Bar Shemayim Varat Hu Levada Moshe Malo Mata. He's the one who's in control of the world. But I'd like to go further down. Halfway down, it's at the end of the line, it says, "Achein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Manigas Ha'olam Kula Beruach Piv." Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs the world Beruach Piv. "V'hu Hoitzianu MiMitzrayim." He took us out of Mitzrayim. "V'asalanu Kol Neflos." He did the miracles and wonders. "V'ein Adam Noikef Etzbol Milmata." A person doesn't have the kayak to do anything. "Elyin Kein Machrizin Olav Milamala." Unless there's a Gzera Milamala, that a person should have the koyach, and anything that happens in the world is like that. Shenemar, Mi Hashem Mitzade Gavra Koinunu. Ubezet Talui Masha Amru Chachamim. This is what is meant by what it says in Chazal in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Sheshoyelin LaAdam LaAcher Misa B'Shas Dinoi Sipisel Yeshua. Torah, right? This is a Rishon, by we're reading a Rishon right now. So the Gemara says that they ask a person, B'shas Dinoi, Tzipisili Yeshua, did you anticipate the coming of the Yeshua? Behechan Ksid Mitzvah Zu, says the Smak, a very good question. They're going to demand of me when in Shemayim, Tzipisili Yeshua. Where does it say that I'm obligated to be Mitzapeh Li Yeshua? Is that one of the Tayag Mitzvahs? Be Mitzapel Yeshua, that they could come and say, did you fulfill this precept of Tzipisel Yeshua? They ain't ancient Elim Kain Mazhirin. They can't give an Einish unless they first give a warning. Where did the warning come to tell me you have to be Mitzapel Yeshua? Elishmamina Bezet Talui, that it's Talui in this. Shekashem Sheyesh Lanu. It's totally an Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that just like we have to believe Shoytzianu Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, then Dichsiv, right? Dichsiv Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha V'Goymer V'Al Korchin. Certainly, it necessitates Me'acher Shehu Dibur Pachi Ka'amar, right? If that's what Hashem is saying in the Dibur, it must mean Kishem Shani Roitze Shetaminu Bi Shani Oitzeisi Eskim. Just like I want you to believe that I took you out of Mitzrayim, Kachani Roitze Shetaminu, I also want you to believe Bi Shani Hashem Alekechem Vani Osid Lekabetz Eskim Ulo Shiachem. Now, why is he pushing this so much? Right? Why is he pushing this so much? I mean, this is before there were, right, the big pushers for this message. So why is he pushing this so much? Yeah? That there's going to be a final redemption and all of it's going to come out, right? The plan and the purpose that Hashem had in mind when he originally created it. Why is he pushing that? So it certainly connects to the idea of Torah Min HaShemayim, but it also speaks more of ultimate Tzchar V'Einish, ultimate fulfillment of purpose and destiny, and that Anoichi demands that I live my life in not only with the belief, a static belief that God exists and He's running the world, not only with the belief that He's communicated to me what He wants, but I have to somehow fit my life into the plan and the purpose of where it's all ultimately going. It's This is the creation has a plan and a purpose. There's a program here. It's already, the Nevi'im have already told us where it's all going, where it's all heading. Chazal have told us even more. Elam Hazeh, Elam Haba, Pruzdo, the tracklet. Right? We have a lot on this in terms of what we know already in our tradition of you know, Shisha, Alfei Shana, Havi Alma, the world is for 6,000 years, Bechad Choruv, and then these are all things that Chazal have told us and the Nevi'im have told us. And it's not just Nevuas. It's telling us that part of Anochi is I have to actually live my life in accordance with the ultimate plan and purpose, and with the awareness that it's all heading towards a purpose, an ultimate destiny, an ultimate point. And so I can't live in a vacuum from history and from the historical process. I have to be connected to that. I think that's also Nichlal. Hirsch shatters the whole, it just takes everything and just shatters the whole structure, it seems. It's just shattered the whole structure of everything that we've read and learned. He says, and this is an English translation of what was originally written in German, but it's a pretty good one. So he says as follows: if this verse were not to be taken, as I'm reading, picking up in the second box of text, second paragraph, if this verse is not to be taken as a declaration, meaning it's not Hashem telling us I am God, like those who learn that it's not a mitzvah, but as a mitzvah, meaning we understand this as a mitzvah, it's a commandment, it doesn't mean I am your God, but I shall be your God. Thus it lays the basis for our entire relationship to God, constituting the duty that our sages call Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, accepting the yoke of God's kingship. What the philosophers, ancient and modern, call the belief in the existence of God is as remote as can be from the meaning of this verse regarding the foundations of Jewish thought and Jewish life. The fundamental truth of Jewish life is not belief in God's existence, nor that God is one and only one. It is rather that the one and only God, the God of truth, is my God. He created and formed me, gave me my standing, informed me of my duty, and He continues to create me and to form me, to keep me, to guide me, and to lead me. My belief is not that my connection to Him is through an endless chain of events, as a chance product of a universe of which He was first the cause. What is that word there? Eons ago. Rather, my belief is that every breath that I take and every moment of my existence is a direct gift of His power and love, and that my duty is to devote every moment of my life to His service alone. So, this just, it changes the tam of the whole mitzvah from something that has to do with things that I would call affirmations. We affirm, we have strong convictions of the fact that God exists, that He runs the world, and we affirm it, and we believe it, and we have convictions of it. But we somehow allow ourselves to live with a vacuum of His presence in our lives. The relationship, the personal dimension of this mitzvah, that He is my God, He is sustaining my being every second, He's in charge and running the details of everything, giving me my breath, etc., making it so that I'm actually living with God. That would say, that's what Hirsch is saying, and he's it's a very powerful statement. He's saying that it's like is as remote as can be from the meaning of this verse. They all derive what they're saying from this verse, right? He just swiped the Rambam, the Ramban, right, the smock, and all of them, more or less. Maybe you could argue the smock and some of them tried to bring some of these dimensions into the mitzvah, but certainly these are Rishonim he's talking about right now. He's just backhandedly swiping them off the board as having completely missed the point of the whole mitzvah. So I don't know if we have to take this to the extent of negating everything that we've learned. Meaning, I would suggest it's a process. It's a process. How do you have a relationship with a being who you haven't even yet defined? You haven't defined the parameters of his existence. You haven't defined the basic concepts and the knowledge, that knowledge base from within which to have a relationship with him, and to then make it a personal relationship. So certainly I would say Hirsch is taking it to a whole new level, but not necessarily negating that which was said. And we have to do all of this. This is not a psak halacha like Shulchan Aruch brings down the shita of the Rambam, and therefore all the other shitas are nidchem from halacha, right? We could try that, but we don't have a Shulchan Aruch on this. So who's the Shulchan Aruch on the mitzvah of emunah? So, right, we have to be briskers and be chayshesh for all the shitas and try to make up a mahalach that's chayshesh for all the shitas. And if we're going to be machmir in basa b'cholev, we're going to be machmir in hilchas Shabbos, we're going to be machmir in netilas yadayim, we're going to be machmir in bug checking, we're not going to be machmir for all the shitas in anoichi Hashem lekecha, the foundation of all the mitzvahs. Of course we are. So we have to do all of this. And we have to get started. One last point, which has to do not necessarily, this is all on the quantitative level, but also I think there's an additional point here which is on the qualitative dimension. It's the point of Reb Tzadok HaKohen. This is something that is, it's a safer. Reb Tzadok HaKohen embarked on the mission of being mesakein all of Taryak Mitzvahs Alpi Rishonim, and he had a plan to go through the whole Taryag and write a sefer called Sefer. It was going to be a Sefer HaMitzvah, so he was going to be malakate all the shittas and Rishonim. He says over there what he was planning on doing. Lamaisi only made it through Anoichi, Loyiyah, and Hashem Echad. That's all. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but at least in the Sefer HaZichronos we have, it's a small kuntras that we have, but the tremendous value in being mesakeim and insights in these mamarim here from Reb Tzadok in Sefer HaZichronos on these mitzvahs, invaluable. And I highly recommend it. They're not as well known, and but they are Rabu Ha'echus V'Akamus. So it's a long piece. At the very beginning of it, the third paragraph, he says, this is, we're on the same page as the Hirsch text, but it's right here, the third paragraph. Behine, Misho Yamik Be'inyan, someone who doesn't go deeply into this idea of the mitzvah of Anoichi, the mitzvah of Amuna, Yachshay, if he could think, Shemitzvah Zu, Ein Tzorech Lazkir, we don't even need to mention this, it's like Pshita, like the Gemara says, Pshita. Look, we're maminim already. What do you want from us? What the mitzvah is to be maminim? We are maminim already, right? Leave me alone. Ulam afopish is emes peetzim ha'amuna b'leiv. It's true, we are maminim b'leiv. That's for sure. Im kol zeh b'inyan ha'yetzia l'poyel b'maisa, by bringing it out into action, b'masha negeh l'guf anu ro'im neged zeh. We see that we're not. The kayidu agam ken masha kasa b'chavis ha'avavis, your actions are soiser, your words. He goes into a whole discussion about what Chazal referred to as Kitani Amana, and how we deal with inyanim hakshurim lemuna bitachen, with our money and with tzedakah and haitzai Shabbos v'yantiv, and all sorts of things which clearly immediately bring into the purview how we actually live with the mitzvah of Amunah. He gives numerous examples that you could immediately test in our own lives, in our dealings and in mamonis with other people, etc. Like Chazal say, Kasha Einshan Shalmidais Yosem Mi'einshan Shalarayas, right? Because that's Kasha to belief that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sustaining you. It's right. Arayas is Taiva. A person could be Takfa Yitzray, but Midas, the idea of the weights and measures, that Do I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to finance me or I don't? Am I honest in business dealings or am I not? These are simple tests to see whether Paul Chasoyser is Tvarecha. And it's really a long piece. It's Kedai. I'm sure I would rather people have seen the whole thing inside. I just want to bring out one point. He goes on and on about this. Moving on to the next page. It's the second column here in the middle. V'klal b'inyanim halalu. The klal is who has zikaron hatadiri b'lev b'amitus hadvarim halalu. Constant zikaron in these inyanim ad sheyikva amitusam noichach einav lo yazuzu mimenu rega echad. So to constant have it be fixed and awareness. That's the ikur. The next page, there's a lot here. I'm just right. He goes into learning philosophy. It's a long tangent. The next page, Ubin Mashmos Tamid. It's also in the second column here. Ubin Mashmos Tamid. What does it mean when we say right Zikarna Tadiri Belay Tamid? We're talking about a mitzvah Tamidi. What is this right? Ubin Mashmos Tamid Ha'amar Batilim. There's a Gemara in Menachos. The Pam Echad Shachris veEchad Arvis Karinim beTamid. The Kiyem Lo Yamush. We know that there's a sheet like that. That a person learns, right? Who says Kriyishma Shachris veArvis was Mekayim at least the bare minimum of the halacha of Talmud Torah of Lo Yamush Atara Zeh Mipicha. That's called Tamid. Vachinami Kiyem Shivisi. Maybe we could say with Desi and Mekayim the din of Shivisi also. Tamid al yidei asima leiv barka ve'erev zeh. V'imken kvar rov Yisrael mechabnim al koponim v'pasuk echad. If we would at least then have kavana and pasuk v'isho and shol kriyishma, kvar kiyum uzeh. Could be where Mekayim, this concept of Tamidi. V'zeh linyin akiyum tamid, ach b'tara lai nizkar klal shi is a tamid. Doesn't say it has to be tamid in the Torah. Somebody who eats without making a bracha is called being parik ol malchus shemayim. Near shemafarsha shichcha, the pentishkach is ayidei prikas ol. That the definition of being the kaim mitzmidi is I'm never parik ol. That's what he wants to learn, right? So never to be parik ol. And what does it mean to eat food without making a bracha? So he explains. How could the psikta darshan from there a prikas ol? It's only a mitzvah drabanan. This is things that are kais are regilin in. However, alzeh who rak mitzad prikas ol malchus shemayim may Allah who prikas ol who has haras hashichcha. So that would be for sure that any concept of prikas ol would be over on tamidi. Ufi zehu azhar tamidish lo yashum rega b'prikas ol. Okay. So earlier on he has a question like this. He says, if you say tamidi means all the time amish, every second, he says that was the madrega of David, and lo shavkas chayu kolbir. It can't be that what a Kaddish Baruch Hu expects of us, and if you also say that it's a lava of pentishkach, then we're over on a lav every second and second that we're not mamish actively thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu every second and second. Can't be. Lo shavkas chayel kabir. He says that language. So he's trying to find, so then what will be called tamidi? There's a Sefer Yireim, I'll just be misakin, there's a Sefer Yireim who says that any time you think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're mekayim a mitzvah, there's a lashon like that could be one concept of tamidi. Two times a day, erev a biker, you have some makaris. not being Perek Ol for sure. He wants to say that for sure is Nichlal in Tamidi. But the Iker is what he says from Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva. That's the last paragraph on the bottom here. B'Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, he says a Geder that it has to be that a person lives, that his Pe'ulois are made on his Amunah. And that means that I have to live a life that is inconsistent, that is consistent with the fact that I believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And my Maisim, that's the Nikra Mitoich Maisov, that I'm a Maimon. That's the acid test, is the way a person lives their lives, every decision they make, how they spend their time, what they do with their lives. That is the Eidus of whether or not we're really Maminim, and that's what he wants to suggest is the Iker to strive for in Tamidi, is that it should always be Nikra Mitoich Maseinu, that we are Maminim. And then he goes, he says, if a person reaches the level of Chasidus and he wants to, right, so he gives a dispensation for a person to spend time being Mizboinen and Mikabel Pnei Shechina all day long. But only for, right, but otherwise, he says, the way to do it is through Torah and mitzvahs and like we spend our lives trying to be Mashkiah as much as we possibly can in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting closer to Him by learning and being Mekayim Mizrat Zayin and trying to live according to a life that is according to Torah that would be made, that we actually believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Iker for us. If a person is already holding by that and wants to go weiter, so, right, you know, speak to your local rabbi about that. But we certainly can't be parakol. When we think about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are Mekayim Mitzvah. The bare minimum it would seem to be in terms of active effort would be two times a day, Boiker of Erev, right? And then beyond that, the goal to strive for is Nikra Mitoich Maisav as a Tamini. And if we can get to that, so then we can talk about thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu all day long. So there comes out maybe five levels in terms of the, if we were to measure, it comes out maybe five levels of how that works that you could derive from this Ritzadik. Okay.